Break and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com with Neil Diamond. What are you doing?
We've been traveling far.
Yeah, let it keep going.
Yeah, it is going.
America, not without a star.
We're just going to let this play while Scott figures out what he's doing here. I think we're too excited to do anything except sit here and just bask in the glow. The glow of victory.
Well, I was watching everything last night so much on my computer and forgot to plug it in. Didn't realize such an epic night. It totally drained the battery on my computer. It's down to 1%.
I didn't get to bed till 2 in the morning. I'm running on about 5 hours of sleep here, so.
Somebody call the ambulance.
Yeah. Well.
One word.
Go for it.
Merca. We're back, baby.
It's Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. It is Wednesday, the day after the tremendous victory of Mr. Trump and Republicans in general, and
tremendous is that a big enough word?
That is the biggest word I can think of right now on 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's a big enough word.
Let's find a bigger one. What do you think? Outstanding, awesome,
overwhelming.
Yeah. I like that one, Scott.
I'm speechless. Awe.
This is the only time I've seen you speechless.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
I'm still, it's a mystery. Like, what happened? I don't even know how to.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
4 years from now, I don't think we'll still understand what happened. It just.
No, I think it's 4 years from now, we will understand.
The gravitas happened. Of what just happened is immeasurable.
Yeah. You almost can't put it into words.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. You can't put it into words.
Yeah,
I am admitting, full throated. I did not see this coming, not like this.
Not like this. It's funny. We keep talking about doing an audio visual version of the podcast because it would be crazy right now because we all have these really stupid grins on our faces and did it throughout the whole. We came up today and everybody just got a crazy grin on their face.
Yeah.
It's all right. You may all come out and thank her. come out, wherever you are, and meet the young lady who fell from a star.
Is that Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
She fell
of
course from it the sky.
Oh, my
she
goodness.
I'm waiting for the parts that you...
Hey, we got behind the curtain, man, didn't we? Seriously, we got behind the deep state curtain.
Yes.
And we figured out there's no wizard.
Mm-hmm. There isn't.
There is no wizard.
And he's beatable.
Yeah. And they kept saying, don't look behind the the curtain.
Yeah. We've been talking about that for a while now.
Unbelievable. Maybe that's my word.
Here you go.
The witch, to satisfy an itch, went flying on her broomstick, thumping for a hitch.
And oh, what happened then was rich.
The house began to pitch, and the kitchen took a stitch. It sang and got no wicked witch in the middle of the kitchen.
Do you remember? Do you remember how it started? The house landed on the witch.
Oh, yeah. Guess what? The house hasn't quite landed yet, but I think it's going to.
Oh, no, I think it landed. It absolutely landed last night.
Did we get the house, too?
Well, not the house.
We don't have the majority Congress. But we have a big gain.
The house
there's a way to look that up.
The house may land on her still.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it
do you guys see that link I sent you guys to... AP News tracking that
you sent a couple, and I haven't had a chance to look at them.
Oh,
yet.
It's
one,
brilliant.
You one like, thing I noticed last night was that once again Taylor Swift picked a loser.
Well, you wrote that one last night. You've been waiting for.
I've
that
been
one,
waiting, now, and we have been unburdened by what might have been.
Yeah, we have.
McDonald's called. Kamala can't go back because they filled her position with a robot.
She hasn't spoken publicly yet, has she?
She did. She pulled a Hillary, and she just sent everybody home last night. And Coach, you were saying she's not going to talk until 6 tonight, our time?
6 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern time. No.
That is
4 p.m. Eastern time, so 6 p.m. our time.
How classless can you be to just send your people home without even saying thanks for coming? And by proxy, by the way. And
Well, the irony is rich because we've been asking her to say something ever since she became the candidate. Like, do a press conference, do more interviews, and she goes silent. She doesn't show up. She doesn't tell you what she thinks, and then this is just more of the same. She stayed true to character last night by disappearing.
And she was probably drunk, too. So the reason she can't say anything till tonight is because she's got to wait for the hangover to wear off.
But what a snub, what disrespect to her constituency. These people are out. You know,
no, to the country
in the cold, standing there supporting her, this and that, and she slinks out the back door, and then they sat there for, I think, hours.
Yeah,
and then finally a guy comes out and says, "Yeah, she's not coming out. She'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a nice day." And everybody just kind of starts wandering away.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned earlier that Hillary did the same thing.
Yes.
But Hillary was not a sitting
right, and Hillary
vice president
exactly, and Hillary at least came out the next morning and did her sort of concession.
And oh, by the way,
I found my word.
And oh, by the way,
for today, how I feel about last night.
And oh, by the way, go ahead.
Euphoric.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
that's okay. Good.
That.
Very
that,
good.
That one has a little weight to it.
I like that.
I'm euphoric.
All right.
But back to what I was saying. So mm-hmm. She walked away, didn't talk to her constituents, this and that, and she is a sitting vice, my sitting vice president, and that witch still works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give her the day off.
Yeah.
Just more of the same.
I understand. Is it fair to say that poor Kamala doesn't have any joy cometh into morning?
I would say that's fair.
White dudes for Harris. You had one job. Childless cat ladies. You had one job. You all failed. Seriously. I mean, how big? I mean, there was, if you compare the results of last night to 2020, there is a huge gap. Now, and some people are saying that, okay, that means that there was fraud. We need to look into that further, yada, yada, yada. So, okay, well, let's just say there was no fraud. Let's just say a whole bunch of Democrats decided to stay home.
Well,
were they, you know?
Yeah, no.
Well, there were more people voted this year, this time than last time, I think.
But there's at least a 20 million vote gap between what Harris got last night and what Biden got in 2020.
Oh, no, I just mean overall voters. Like, I don't think people stayed home. I think.
No, but what he said.
If you listen to the liberal media talking shows, they're blaming black men, uneducated white women. They're blaming Latin people. They're blaming white men. They're blaming everybody. And another way to say that, though. There's another way to say that. She lost in all of those demographics. She underperformed in every single demographic. In fact, I think the tougher question would be which demographic did she actually get more percentage vote than Biden 4 years ago? And I've yet to see one.
And apparently women prefer cheaper groceries to abortions.
Well, and black women. Women didn't vote for her.
Yeah.
But it's. I think it's more than that. I think what he was saying was the fact that again, you know, and I think this is so healing for the country because at the end of the day, if you did not have this kind of a sweep landslide, there would be little chinks in the armor and places where they could go, where they could talk about those kind of things. Oh, and they could point a finger. It's because of this or that. You can't. There are no fingers to point.
Yeah.
I mean, the country, and this is, you know, something that I want to touch on over and over again in today's podcast. It's not a Democratic Republican thing. The country voted. The people said, no, we're tired of the woke agenda. We're tired of unicorns. We're tired of cat boxes in elementary bathrooms. Mm-hmm. We want a safer country. We want lower interest rates. We want to be able to buy a gallon of milk. We want safe borders. Yeah. Everybody said, okay, this little woke DEI.
International security.
This little experiment.
Anti-Semitism.
All of it.
I think
the, everybody said no.
Yeah. Well, and she refused to take a stand on so many things. Sunday, somebody popped a question off her. Hey, you voted. How'd you vote on Prop 36 in California? It's a crime initiative to get tougher on crime and hold criminals accountable.
So they can't steal $950 for nothing?
And she said, well, it's too early to comment. It's the Sunday before the election. She wouldn't answer the question on crime. And it's like, you remember when we used to watch, what was that, Price is Right show?
Sure.
Where, like, if you won the guessing the price, then they'd say, oh, this is what you win, right? You get this brand new amazing motorcycle or something, all tricked out. Or door number two, this vacation package to Hawaii, whatever. Or you can have what's behind door number three. Well, what's behind door number three? We don't know. You have to open it in order to get it, but once you have to pick it. So a lot of people just go with the vacation package or the motorcycle, right? Because at least they know what they're getting.
Exactly.
I'm not picking door number three, and I think she was door number three. Throughout. It's because you don't know what's behind the door, right, or what's behind the curtain.
The only thing, yeah, and not that it would have helped. I mean, it wouldn't have made me vote for her. But what was behind the curtain was the standard Marxist agenda.
Right. But I don't think we're talking about our vote.
Yeah. Okay.
And the people we know.
You're talking about everybody else? Or?
Well, so popular vote, he was a little bit behind. Like,
no.
Last 4 years ago, he was a little bit behind in the popular vote.
He's 5 million votes ahead.
So there's about 5 million people that change their vote.
Right. And, a Republican has not won the popular vote since 2004.
Since Reagan.
No, 2004.
'04.
W. Bush.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is the biggest landslide since '84.
All right. Yeah. Well, I think what happened is even Republicans voted more for Trump this time than 4 years ago.
I agree.
Because, 4 years ago, there were a lot of people that decided we got to get away from Trump. And so he didn't get some Republicans. And so I think he turned some Republicans. I think he also had to turn some Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew what they were getting.
Again, I think this goes above and beyond partisan politics in general. I think this is the people saying, we don't want this. We don't want what we've had for these 4 years. And forget about Republican, Democrat. We don't want this. We want something else.
Yeah, and we're going to get some reactions from the other side here in a minute. I got some TikToks to play, a lot of meltdowns. It's going to be great. Back after this. Craig and Scott with Ziggy and Coach back with you on Radioslot.com. No Ziggy today. He couldn't make it. He's celebrating in his own way.
Are we around the world and coast to coast?
We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Dude, we were so excited, we skipped that.
We skipped the intro.
As well as Crazy on the Way and everything.
Yeah, we had to get, our Crazy on the Way is the same for everybody.
Yeah, it is.
What happened last night, just.
I think this trumps everything.
I agree.
Man, you've been waiting to say that,
come
too.
Come on, right? Give me some.
Oh, that's like low-hanging fruit. No, I think the analogy stands. You know, the shiny motorcycle, the vacation to Hawaii, or door number three. 8 years ago was the motorcycle, which doesn't do a whole lot of things, but it can get something done. It could take you somewhere. Vacation to Hawaii is expensive. You don't get anything done, right? And when it's over, what do you have for it? A couple pictures?
Yep.
I think 8 years ago was the motorcycle. I think the last 4 years was a vacation in Hawaii. And everybody's looking at door number three and not knowing what it's going to be. And it's like, I think I'll go back to the motorcycle because at least I got a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have something.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. But I think it's even more than that because he was a newbie 8 years ago.
Yeah.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Well, and a lot of people thought that was a one-off, right? That he snuck in there and they didn't realize it. They didn't see it coming. They didn't take it seriously. And so 4 years ago, they got their act together and, well, we're back to normal. And that was a one-off. And it couldn't happen again. And we can do whatever we want as long as we portray it enough.
Don't look behind the curtain.
Yeah, I think that's the scary version is now it's happened twice.
Let's go. Let's look at some reactions on Twitter here, and then I got a couple of TikToks to play. Somebody on Twitter, Mike Wise, it's not just that Trump won. It's that Joe Rogan, Dana White, Brett Favre won. Jailed insurrectionists won. Racism won. Putin won. Misogyny won. Sexism won. Global warming won. Xenophobia won. Most of all, fear won. And that's what hurts.
See, this, it just makes you wonder, right? It's like, these are, ugh.
Here's someone else. We saw a record turnout of Gen Z and millennial voters, but somehow Dems lost 20 million votes from 2020. On what planet does that make sense? Well, it makes sense that Gen Z and millennial voters didn't want door number three and actually might have some sense to them.
Well, yeah, and I think half the country, their greatest fear and their greatest hate is Trump. But a lot of people are starting to realize, no, there's greater fears and greater problems, like whether it's immigration or the economy or crime. They're no longer freaked out about Trump as much as they are the problems that they're experiencing.
And that aren't being addressed or haven't been addressed in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
At all.
So it's like, well.
You know, I think.
That's what happened for a lot of people is Trump dropped out of the number one fear slot for them. Now they're
and reality
yeah.
jumped now, into the number now, one fierce now slot for them.
Yeah, now they're afraid of something else.
But, you know, and I think it bears saying, if you listen to his, well, he couldn't really do an acceptance speech because the other side hasn't
conceded
yeah. yet. So, but the point is, if you listen to his speech, it was all positive.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get any of the, you know, and I've been very critical of him in the time when he's like, look at me, I'm the best. There was none of that in the speech, in my opinion. It was, look at this group, look at what you have done, American people, look at what this coalition has done, gave all the credit to everybody else, didn't talk any crap about the Dems, didn't talk any crap about Kamala. It was all positive. It was all reaching across the aisle. Mm-hmm. It was all, let's heal this and that. Then I listened to.
Well, he gave up the microphone to a lot of different people, didn't he?
A ton of people. People
who were very shocked that they were being handed the microphone.
Like Dana yeah. White and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm as excited about his cabinet. I'm as excited about Kennedy working on our food and, mm-hmm. and our health. And
well, and the guy that brought our astronauts back.
Working on efficiency in the government.
And knows how to run a business.
Yeah.
That's the best in the industry. He's going to be involved in business and industry.
Efficiency in the government.
Yeah.
Or cutting out inefficiency in government. You know, $900 toilet seats and $600 hammers and, you know, Tulsi Gabbard. And just the group that, and oh, by the way, they're both Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Tulsi and Kennedy.
Yeah. Did you see his interview with Rogan Musk?
I did.
It's very interesting. I didn't realize he said he's been a Democrat his whole life until about 3 years ago.
Yeah,
there was a lot of that going around. A lot of people who were switching to Trump, saying, you know, I never voted for him before, but I'm voting for him now.
Yeah, well,
it bears repeating. This was not a Republican Democratic thing. This was the people saying, "We're you know." And again, I think
we've had enough.
The people against the cabal, mm-hmm. the deep state. Saying, no, you don't get to run this. This is our country. Mm-hmm. And they took it back.
Yeah.
Love it.
Wasn't Rogan, he was anti-Trump back in the day for a while.
For
A little bit.
He's kind of like me.
He was kind of on the edge, not quite, but I mean, he wasn't positive about it.
Well, yeah, and when he had his own issues with the pandemic and vaccines and stuff, and people started going after him, I think he started looking at it.
And that's when it started changing.
Well, you know, horse dewormer and the whole nine.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, well, they tried to cancel him, right?
Off of Spotify, yeah.
Yeah, they bumped him off.
No, they tried to cancel him off the freaking planet.
Well, that too.
Not Spotify.
No. Neil Young was like, I'm pulling my music off unless you do something about Joe Rogan.
It was not just Neil Young.
No, but that was the big
bunch of folks.
There was, but that was the big case that got the most publicity that I remember.
Bono, I think, was one of them. It was saying, I'm going to pull it off if you got him on here and all this stuff.
I hate you too. Boner. I mean, Bono was such a punk.
Boner?
But anyway,
I mean,
I call him Boner, but. Another joke.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't call him that.
Yeah. What do you call
him? I call him that.
What do you're a fan, though, aren't you?
Oh, well, the music.
Yeah, the music.
I
mean, okay.
I think we should be playing his song, It's a Beautiful Day. I think we should be playing.
We'll play that in a minute. I've got it queued up. Don't worry. But another joke, Trump beat Kamala harder than her husband beat the nanny.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm staying away from that one.
Okay.
Hey, if you have thoughts on what happened last night, email us, drakeandscott@gmail.com. That's Drake, spell out and spell out Scott with three T's. drakeandscott@gmail.com. And tell us what you think happened last night or give us some thoughts. We'd love to hear from you.
You know, I wonder if you shortened that email, if it wouldn't be.
We're not trying to make it easier for people.
Why not?
Because we want to, it's a filter.
We want smart, intelligent commenters. Not riffraff.
I want it all.
I just texted my best friend. My best friend of 14 years. Literally half of my life. I'm 28. And I asked them who they voted for.
That's a fail right there.
Donald Trump. And they said, I'm assuming you voted the opposite. And I said, yes.
Dumbass.
And then my friend texted me and said, will you still be my friend?
Drum roll, please.
She's starting to lose it.
Wow.
Wish you could see the video. She's...
crocodile tears,
yeah.
Man.
Half of my life. This person is my best friend.
Half of your life. In 4 years, this is over, lady.
Yeah, that's all we're going to get from her. You know, I had a similar situation. A friend of mine I've known for 20 plus years made the assumption of who I was voting for. And I didn't tell him. I said, you know, I didn't tell him who I was voting for, but I said, I'm not voting for Kamala. Because when she was in San Francisco and I was at the other radio station, I would cover all of her crap. As DA and then as AG for California, it's like I've seen her BS before everyone else did, and I'm not a fan.
BS? Bible study? She goes to Bible study?
Bull S. We're a family show. I can't use the word.
Bull snot.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was in an email exchange, and he wrote back and just said, goodbye, Brian. And I'm like, okay. So that's the way it is. I just wrote, Godspeed, my friend, and left it
at that. How long have you been friends?
20 plus years.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a writer pal, writer friend of mine.
That's most of that girl's life.
Yeah.
By the way.
20 years.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I agree. Yeah. There was.
And he never was.
Yeah. I think you're right. I don't know what.
I know I'm right.
Yeah. I don't know what or why we were.
Coach always knows he's right.
Yeah. I don't know why we
but
were
to be honest.
Corresponding I mean, and cordial like, with each other before, but.
You know what? If you had voted for Kamala, you would still be my best friend. We would never talk politics again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we would.
We would.
You don't leave anything alone.
I know, but.
you would bring it up every day.
All right, yeah, okay. You guys could.
We would still be friends.
You could argue
this. I would still love you.
Argue this during the break.
I would still love you.
Okay, we got to go. Yeah, that is not. But this is a collage of TikToks. All young women reacting to what's going on.
I love the coach showed us in the pregame meeting.
You got to show that one.
The guy who's watching the lady take down her Harris Walls sign and she's screaming at him.
I don't have it on the PC. Can you?
Sure. So this is, there's a guy standing on his porch drinking coffee, and it's in the caption says, "Watching my neighbor tear down their Harris Waltz sign," and I'm gonna let this play a couple of times.
Hold it to the mic.
Hold on.
Positive energy. Hope your day gets better.
Shut the fuck up.
Positive energy.
How would Bono feel about us using that song?
He would hate it, which is why I'm using it.
No.
Where is Kamala tweeting, trending on Twitter right now? So,
her
absence has been noted.
The candidate that loses is supposed to call and concede to the winning candidate.
Yes.
When's that going to happen?
Well,
as of
this morning, there was no phone call. And
do you think it's going to happen, though?
No,
this could be the first candidate ever that doesn't call and concede.
Yeah.
And which this just, after their side talking about how Trump would never concede.
The grown-ups are back in the White House.
Well, wait a minute. He thought the election was stolen last time. So did he ever call last 4 years ago?
He did not. Kamala only won states where voter ID is not required.
Really?
According to one tweet.
But realize.
Oh, that's a tweet.
What you were saying before when Scott was talking with just the extra 20 million.
Mm-hmm.
That really does beg the question about 4 years ago.
Yeah, here's Dennis D'Souza. Kamala got 60 million votes in 2024. Does anyone really believe Biden got 80 million in 2020? Where did those 20 million Democrat votes go? The truth is they never existed. I think we can put the lie about Biden's 80 million votes to rest once and for all. So a lot of people are noticing, and they are pointing it out. Hang on, it's a picture of Kamala posted by Daily Wire on a milk carton, and it says above her head, missing. Where's Kamala? Who cares? I say we make Tulsi Gabbard America's first female president in 4 years.
Well, I think that's an important point. Like, when you have your first female president, you want it to be a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've dodged a bullet twice now, because Hillary would have been a train wreck, I think. And Kamala would have been even worse, I got to believe.
Here's a good meme. It says, people are upset Kamala hasn't called Trump yet, but maybe she really doesn't know how to use a telephone. And it's pictures of her holding a phone that doesn't have a cord.
Yeah. Do you see the stock market?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The
stock market went crazy yesterday, even before
polls. Futures had a big bump, and this morning it had a big bump. My father said it's absolutely historic because it never does anything like this.
Well, and the market closes 3 hours before the first polling stations on the East Coast close. So it did all of its action before there were any tallies coming in as to who was ahead and who wasn't, which makes me wonder, like, if you follow the money, did they know something we don't know? They have more at risk than anybody, right? The market, that's money. And some of these, they got billions invested, maybe more. A lot of them, you know, they're going to do way more research than any polling place or any news outlet or media outlet.
Another meme. I haven't seen a man beat a woman like this since the Olympics.
Oh,
that's classic.
And I think that's part of what was voted on is
it was.
We want only women in women's sports. We want tampons out of the boys' restroom.
I think everybody said there. Yeah.
Secure
with
border.
One voice. There are two genders.
Let's have another TikTok.
I dare you to tell me to calm down right now.
Is it supposed to be an imitation of her?
I dare
you. No, it's
to tell me to calm down.
It looks like a woman in her mid-30s who's not having a good night.
I dare you to tell me to calm down right now.
Ah.
Okay, here, then I'm going to do one.
Yeah, go for it.
So this is a woman that says Trump victory in the caption.
As soon as it becomes official, completely official, I can tell you without a doubt, I will be unburdened by what has been.
Oh, the coughing's good.
But did you see Oprah got on at her last rally and
said something about if Trump wins, women won't be allowed to vote anymore? Which,
no. She said you, plural, not just to women, to just people in general, you have to get out to vote. We cannot sit this one out because if you do, you may not ever be able to vote again. It was so grotesquely fear-mongering and so irrational, like idiotic of a statement. I couldn't believe. She used to love Trump. She had a funeral for one of her mentors at Mar-a-Lago in Florida that Trump put on for her. This was years ago.
Yeah, everybody loved Trump when he was a Democrat.
And when he was on TV, what was that? The Apprentice?
Yep. Here's some news. The Department of Justice.
Oh, that's right. He was a Democrat.
That's right. Yeah. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me, on those lines.
We got to talk about the court at some point.
Hang on. But let me, hang on, Coach, because there's something breaking here. The Department of Justice and Jack Smith immediately end their cases against Donald Trump.
Let's go.
The DOJ cited their policy that presidents can't be prosecuted. However, it was assumed they would work up until the last day.
Let's go.
Another nail in the coffin for.
But here's another opportunity for the Democrats to be reasonable, mm-hmm. where Biden could have just said, you know what, we're going to, that was another major thing. Just, what do they call it? The weaponization of the
DOJ. Yeah.
Just judicial.
And the FBI. Yeah.
Well, the DOJ, its leadership and everybody on the left just figured out last night that they are in the minority now.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
like handily, they lost the popular vote, not just the electoral. They lost the popular vote. They are the minority now. The country is going a different direction, and it probably, hopefully, has them a little bit scared.
And it goes, Coach,
get some reform out of this.
Yeah, Coach, it goes to your point that because of this landslide that they can't do anything now. I'm predicting that they're going to try to do whatever they can to get in his way and prevent the certification, et cetera, pressure the Electoral College. But, yeah, it goes to your point. If they're going to drop the cases, then they're not. Yeah.
You know what I just thought of? This is fun. You remember the whole
when he's president, he can do it for himself.
Remember the whole January 6th thing they tried to pin on him?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember why that happened? What initiated it? Is the standing vice president said that he would affirm the election and sign that it was a legitimate election because that's apparently the job of the vice president. I'm wondering now, because what was his name? It was Pence.
Mike Pence.
And Trump told him, don't sign it. And he said, no, this is my job. This is what I have to do. And so he went and did it. And that's what got Trump all upset. And he was speaking about it and doing rallies about it and stuff. And then the people got all hyped up and went and did the January 6th thing. Fast forward to today, the vote will have to be confirmed by the standing vice president, who is also the candidate that lost.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have to sign that to make him president. Huh? That's going to be some serious crow. I mean, she's going to have to bite her tongue on that one.
I don't care about crow. I just, again, I want to move forward. I want my borders to be squared away.
So you're being the bigger man because, no, I want them on their knees in the fetal position, weeping, gnashing their teeth. Unaliving themselves if necessary. I want to drive the bus to the concentration camp. We're going to put them all in. And I want revenge. And this is a good start, but I want more of it.
I mean, do you need the revenge, though? It's like when I'm coaching and our team really doesn't like the other team, but we won.
Much like when we play each other this year for the first time.
Oh, whatever. I'm going to tell my guys, when they beat the crud out of you guys, to still be nice. All they got to do is look at the scoreboard. That's all that matters.
That's all I let my players.
Yeah, I think that's what we need to do this year, is just say, look, the scoreboard was last night. It's over. Let's move on.
Yeah. I agree. That's what
we don't need to drive the stake through their heart or anything that. Pour holy water on them or
multiple stakes.
Come on.
Headline in the New York Post: He's done it again. Trump pulls off comeback for the ages with election win. Want to hear some more crying?
I don't want to hear any more crying. Okay. How about some rejoicing?
Rejoicing. Okay, I got some here. I got some of that. Group of kids wake up their grandmother here. Let's see. Grandma's in bed. Here comes the camera.
Hey, Mom, Trump's our president.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. I've been up here praying and praying.
Yeah. Trump, motherfucker. Yeah.
Let me see. Let me look.
You come downstairs if you want. That's what you wanted, Mama.
That's got to be staged. That's not real.
God is a good president that gives a care about America.
That's a deep fake. I'm bored.
I'll take it. Oh, this one. I'm sorry. I've got to play it.
I'm sorry. No, 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 no. Why? Why? Do you really hate me that bad? I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh, this is great.
What would be the reaction if Kamala won last night?
For
you guys.
I would be in a state of depression that I don't know if I would ever get out of. It would take a lot to kick me out of that, and
I wouldn't have.
Yeah,
I think I would be so inquisitive. I would just want to know, like, what happened? Like, how is it that our country? I mean, it's the same questions I ask right now. That she, you know, when she has however many million people voted for her, like I still want to understand what that's out is beyond just Trump hate.
Well, I think this all goes back to the whole Democratic position over the last 4 years and previous has been narrative. Stop thinking. This is worked. We will tell you what reality is.
Is it really about them just wanting to win and be in power?
They want the power. They want control of the money.
This is cabal.
They want to implement all the UN stuff and
military industrial complex.
Yeah,
all of
endless
it.
Wars. It's.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if waitstaff will stop having to pay taxes on tips now. Remember, Trump said he wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be super curious what happens in Israel and Hamas now. What happens in Ukraine?
Well, he made some bold.
What happens with Iran?
And we talked about this in the pregame.
North Korea.
Things that I'm going to hold him to.
China.
He said he was going to be out of both of these wars before he took the oath. Mm-hmm. He said that.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
One more set of headlines before we end this segment. Harris didn't outperform Biden in a single county. Just 32% of voters identified as Democrats. Trump won first-time voters by 9 points.
Wait. You're saying not a single county?
She did not
nationwide.
She did not outperform Biden anywhere in the country.
So,
nowhere.
So let me go back to what I've been saying now for months and months and months. Because you know what?
You have 10 seconds.
And would Biden have won?
And you just took 3 of them.
And you're using the rest of them.
Well,
so,
stop.
Okay, back after this. Greg and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, our last segment of our celebration show here. Coach, go ahead. Now you have plenty of time to talk.
Okay, so I was not so rudely interrupted, but I interrupted.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I've been saying for months, we need a third option. You know what? I think we created as a group, as a country, as a people, I think we created that third option. I really do. That said, forget about being a Democrat or a Republican. Mm-hmm. We're gonna vote. We're not gonna go to the narrative. We're not gonna say, oh, don't look at the man behind the curtain. We're gonna actually use our brains
exactly
and say, this is what we've had for 4 years. We don't want this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now the third option was we just all got together and said no.
Yeah. And it's glorious.
I mean, you know, again, and, you know, I am looking forward again, and I want to see these things happen. And I'm going to hold them accountable.
What makes me hopeful or very confident that he's learned a lot from the last time is that they're his transition team is privately hired. They're not taking any of the government people or any of the government money to do the transition. So he's not going to let the bureaucrats in to slide in their sleeper spies or whoever that they're going to use to sabotage things.
I think it's important to note that he didn't really – I'm not sure he even thought he was going to win. So he inherited a bunch of these people that were in his
– You mean from 16 or from last night?
Before.
From before.
2016, right.
So he was – the day he got in office, he was a little bit hamstrung.
I think you're right.
Well, yeah.
Even Corey Lewandowski.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, one, he's got 4 years of experience. Two, he's got a cabinet.
He has 8 years of experience.
Okay, whatever.
4 years of being in it and then 4 years of being out of it. But he was definitely experiencing presidential-ness.
Sure. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think he had really a clue about the reality. And I don't, by the way, I don't know anybody. And you think about these lifelong, and they're all lifelong politicians. Mm-hmm. When was the last time we had a president, if ever, have we ever had a president who had never been a politician?
Right.
Now all of a sudden they are the head of the free world.
Well, is the closest we have to that Reagan? Because, I mean, really, he was an actor, right?
And well,
that,
he was governor.
He was governor.
Right, but, I mean, that it wasn't like he was in politics his whole life and then became governor and then became president.
How long was he? It was only one term?
I believe he was a two-term governor and then, of course, a two-term president. Before that, if you want
to call it experience,
he was president of the Actors Union.
But he had 8 years of experience.
Yeah, but he had less experience than anybody ever before him
or
since until Trump.
How'd it go? Much better than it went the last 4 years.
Because he wasn't a career politician.
That's my point.
Yes. I was making your point with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Go
ahead and finish.
We got to wrap up.
We do need to wrap up. So if you want to do your post game and your coach's corner, it's time to get those ready. We're going to skip Brian Drake's positive thoughts today. So you guys will have the end of the show. So
Ziggy's still recovering from last night.
Yeah, and no Ziggy's dad jokes.
Today's post-game report brought to you by openness. Being open. Because there are always other options, and they will happen to you at times, especially when you're sure.
Mm.
So be leery of sure, because it compromises your openness. And if you can see what the options are and be able to entertain an idea without having to accept it, then you're going to have a better chance at reading the room and relating to those that are different than you. I'm hoping that we move forward with openness.
I always love that. Being able to hear another opinion without accepting it.
Yeah. And because when they're done, then you get to tell them yours.
Sure. Coach's Corner. Live each day with courage. When you make a promise, keep it. Always finish what you start. Know where to draw the line. Remember that some things aren't for sale.
Mm.
Ride for the brand. Be tough but fair. Take pride in your work. Talk less and say more. And then do what has to be done.
I like it.
Y'all be good to each other.
See you next week.
meow.